Powerful images tonight from a grieving community in Colorado. Hundreds of people lining the streets of Boulder to pay their respects to Officer Eric Talley, one of the 10 people killed in America's deadliest mass shooting since 2019. Thanks for being with us again tonight. I'm Rob Nelson.
And I'm Marnie Hughes. 2 days after the horrific attack at that Boulder supermarket, we are learning more tonight about the lives lost, from store employees to shoppers simply running their daily errands. And tonight, a memorial near the site of the shooting, adorned with candles, flowers, wreaths, and 10 crosses with the names of the victims. A candlelight vigil is planned in less than an hour as well.
We're also learning new details tonight about the suspect in this massacre, including a misdemeanor incident he had from a few years back. Our News Nation team once again closely following this developing story again tonight. And we want to begin with Ashley Ketz live in our newsroom with the latest on the investigation.
That's right, Rob. Several law enforcement agencies are now investigating, a process they say could take up to a year. One law enforcement official says the family of 21-year-old Ahmaud Elisa told authorities they believe he has some type of mental illness, and a previous arrest may help detectives determine a motive. In 2017, Elisa told police he punched a high school classmate in the head because he had been bullied. Court records show the suspected shooter, Ahmaud Elisa, was convicted of misdemeanor assault in high school. Elisa told police the student he punched used racial slurs against him and called him a terrorist. Elisa's former classmates said his family moved to Colorado from Syria and told police he could not take it anymore.
I'd never really pegged him as a violent person. The only time I ever saw him get upset was when someone would, you know, bring race into it.
Witnesses to the 2017 incident say that Elisa had a look of pure anger on his face when he was hitting the student. The victim told police the attack was unprovoked and that the two used to be friends. But people who knew Elisa said they knew of the bullying.
People are bringing up that particular event and trying to paint him like he's always been, like, you know, convicted, like, violent person.
Classmates were horrified to learn he's now accused of murdering 10 people. What led the 21-year-old they once considered a friend to carry out the deadly attacks is still a mystery.
I do really wonder what happened between then, when I last saw him, and now, from when he carried out this absolutely just awful act of violence.
Elisa did plead guilty to third-degree assault in that case. He's now charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder in Monday's shooting. He's expected to make his first court appearance tomorrow.